Inspire project is one of the projects funded by the British Council and being implemented by Strathclyde University and in collaboration with Herat University. The aims of Inspire project is to train young students, lecturers, and counselors to learn counseling skills and to then to help young people and students in Herat province. This was a certificate course in on counseling skills, which was about 120 hours exercises and training and working on the counseling skills. We got about 7 to 8 students in the first part of the course, and those students were trained counseling skills by two professors from Strathclyde University, Professor Sandra Graves and Dr. Lucia Berdondini. And counseling itself is actually a new phenomenon in Afghanistan, although we feel you can understand in the situation of Afghan people, both men and women, in this war, conflict, country, people might need more to counseling, and especially who have lost their members of families and a lot of other problems. But unfortunately, we didn't have, and even now we don't have a tradition or a profession of counseling in our country. So the aim of this project is somehow to establish counseling skills and then to improve counseling and counselors in Afghanistan to help both men and women who have some problem and they feel they need counseling. One of the main thing is that counseling itself, since it is itself is a new phenomenon, but of course we think we need it. We have in our tradition not something like counseling, but still, if for example a person is facing a problem or has got a problem, he or she might refer to a friend or a member of family or to an elder person in the village or in the city to talk about his or her problem. And that is, of course, it's happening every year. But to have professional counselors who can actually help both men and women to come up with their problem, so this was not something in Afghanistan. And the profession itself and the fact counseling itself is necessary, especially after the period of war, when a lot of people, they have moral, psychological and social and psychological problem. There is necessary for counseling. But we were exercising the person-centered therapy or person-centered kind of counseling in a humanistic point of view or approach. So, well, I think it is really soon to talk about whether it is applicable in Afghanistan or not. So till we see the results after a few years when we train counselors and they work more, and then after that maybe we can do research whether it is applicable, whether it is how it is was the result and whether positive results with the clients and the people referring. But from my point of view and understanding that there are differences between cultural differences, of course, between people who are living in situation and country and culture like Afghanistan, and an approach like a person-centered approach which has been improved and in country like in Western countries. So there are differences, but in the beginning of the course, We thought, most of us in the course, that it might not be applicable here. But after doing and exercising, we found it useful. And so, and I think with more and more, if we go on even for the next years and do more counseling with more clients and more people, then we might discover more opinion about this and something new, whether it is applicable or not. Well, again, as East is eager to know about the West, and I think West also likes to know more about the West, and I think the cultural aspect is really might be interesting to see how people think and how they see themselves as an individual or as a part of a social life. And here, one thing important, I can say that the difference between East and West and might be some stereotypical kind of understanding of West and East from counseling point of view or from person-centered point of view, that we believe that person-centered approach might not be applicable in Afghanistan because people are more are dependent to the members of their family, to the others, to the society, instead of being an individual existence or individual as a human, individual human. So the aim of person-centered is mostly likely to give the opportunity for the person or to the client to talk and to decide and to do everything. And we believed or it might be right or wrong that our people are more dependent on the others, and especially to when they refer, for example, to a doctor, to a counselor, to a professional, they might expect that they do something for themselves. We are brought up in our family more dependent to the family, to the elders, to the father and mother. So as a person who is brought up in this situation, we think that our people in our society, they are more dependent to others. So even when they refer to a counselor, it is a little difficult to give them this opportunity to think and decide and then to themselves decide what to do and to come up with their problem. Even before being part of this course and knowing about the Aspire project, I used to have to see young students and people who had some kind of problem and they liked somebody to talk with. After that, I'm now seeing more and more students and young people who feel that they have something to share with somebody like a counselor or somebody who can listen to them, especially in a situation and a culture where we live. You cannot easily find somebody who you can share your opinions, your feelings, and without facing judgment. So this is very important when you're telling about your feelings, about your beliefs. So everybody will judge and say, oh, that's not right, that's correct, that's not correct, you shouldn't be like this. But the idea of counseling, what I got is that a counselor is not a person to judge about the people. So it's just like a listening and to the client without judgment, and to trying to feel him or her. So this is what people, they need. And after doing the first course, I was in the course, I used to see some more clients and students referring to me for some kind of counseling. And I saw that the trend is somehow starting. And there are a lot more, a growing number of young people who are feeling that they in need, they need counseling, they need counselor, especially a professional counselor or a person who is just helping them without judgment about their beliefs, their opinion. In most of the cases, young men, young people, young boys and girls, they're referring for counseling who think that they have some kind of psychological problem or they have some feelings they want to share because there are two, I think, problems in, especially in our culture, that the first one is there is less opportunity for people to share their feelings. And there are few people who want to just listen and, to try to feel others. Although we are claiming, saying that we are really, we people are trying understanding feelings of each other. So, but some of them are just coming to share their feelings because they have got nobody to talk about or to share their feelings. And so the other things, they are coming for to share not only feelings, but are their beliefs. You know, in our society, most of people are allowed to talk about each and everything that people like or culture allows them. And if there is, especially young generation, they are thinking different. They see social and political and religious and cultural problem in a different way. But they cannot, they don't have a voice, they cannot talk about that. So, and so they feel that they need somebody to talk about this, these things. They want to share their ideas. So if they are coming and they are blaming the society that they, does not give them voice or chance to talk about beliefs, to talk about ideas, to talk about culture in this way, and there are some other problems. For example, just a few weeks back, a student came to me. He was saying that I fall in love and I cannot even share with my family. I cannot tell anybody that this is my problem and I don't want to miss my classes, my study. So what can I do? Is it right or wrong? What can you tell me? Just I told him that I am not in a place to judge whether it's right or wrong. So you can decide how to go. But yes, if you insist that and trying to have my advice, okay, I'm just telling you try not to miss your study. That's good. What you decided yourself and what you're afraid of. So that's good. But I'm not saying the word falling in love is something good, something bad. But he told me that he cannot share this with his family, you know, brother and mother and father, that he has fallen in love. And he said, what can I do? So, okay, if you think that I can help you, so come and we can talk about this. So did especially something like this, matter of love, which is, I can say, is forbidden in our society, and people, when they are falling in such situation, they feel they need somebody to talk about, and they are seeking for a counselor to talk about such things. In this process, University of Strathclyde is the institution who is introducing counseling skills to us, to Afghanistan, and to our, not only our university, I think, to our society. So, but although it is a certificate course, which is about 120 hours, the whole course is, and for us, because we don't have any other courses in either in the university, in some other areas about the counseling. It is the beginning, but we need more improvement. We try to be in contact more with Strathclyde University and other institutions to improve this profession and this discipline more and to develop it in a higher level, maybe to develop it in an MA level, so students learn more and more and do more exercises and to become more trainers, not only to learn something themselves and to become more professional trainers, to be able to train more and more counselors in our society because there are, as I said, mentioned before, growing number of young boys and girls, especially women, they are in need in counseling, and now through this project of Inspire, we might be able to train not more than 20, 30 counselors or trainers. But of course, it's not enough. For example, even in our province, with about 3 million population, so what can 20, 30 counselors or trainers do? Of course, it's less. But as a beginning, I think it's a good start, and we wish and expect more to continue such program and process. And maybe after this project, we try to do a research to see the result of the program, and if it is possible, that I believe it is positive for the future, and we can improve more and we can develop this program in a very higher level, and then somehow establish the profession and the discipline of counseling in not only our university and our province, but in Afghanistan, that's a cool country.